Okay, learning should be in Tzvos of Rosh Shlema, Mordechai Zev ben Fega, and Daniel ben Froma Pesach Shar Chol Yisrael. So they say from the, just to get everyone a little bit in the Shavuos mode, of Baruch of Mezhbish, who is the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baruch of Mezhbish is the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, and he said it very famously, everyone probably heard about it. If you haven't heard about it, welcome to the team. I just heard about it. I mean, I heard about it a few years ago, but I try to think about it a lot on Shavuos. He said that he was more scared of the Yom HaDin for Shavuos than the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah. Why? He says, Rosh Hashanah comes Aleph Tishrei. I'm always scared, at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu is only, he's judging us on our gashmis. But Shavuos is the Yom HaDin of Ruchnis. Shavuos is the Yom HaDin, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, hey, what are you doing? You're learning? You're battling, you're worrying about, there's sushi, there's poppers right now, all the communities in the big thing now in New York. Who has the best food? I could stay up at night. At the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch says that your Limud Torah for the entire year is dependent on your Limud Torah Shavuos night. And I'll be honest with you, in the past few years I haven't stayed up because my Limud Torah hasn't been great. And you know, when you're on a few hours sleep and then I can't do it. It's very, very hard. So Rabbi Rizinski said that if you're someone who can't stay up, so at the end of the day, learn a little bit and then go to see, be able to daven. But Shavuos is not just a little time, it's a Yom HaDin for our Ruchnis for the entire year. So I think with that, you know, opening mark, just be able to understand exactly what's going on. So I want to try to connect. Shavuos is the chasna between the Kadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. Five ways, be able to try to connect five ways that Shavuos is the binding marriage of Kadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. So let's start with the Parsha. Number one, the Baal Torah writes, why is it the end of Vayikra, this is the first Baal term I think on Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar, why is it the end of Vayikra ends up with Eila Mitzvos? These are the commandments that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Behar Sinai. And then the opening Pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Bimidbar Sinai. So he says an amazing thing. Baal term says, Kadosh Baruch Hu Davka put these two things together to show you that at the end of the day, if you want to be able to get Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzvos, want to be Kona Torah, you have to put yourself into a desert. You have to, right? The Chazal say, only someone who's able to make himself like a desert are you able to be Kona Torah. And the Nesiv HaShalom says, what does that mean? He says that when someone is fully committed and fully loyal and you're dedicated and you put everything into it, that's what a real relationship is. And I think that there's no greater thing. You know, Baruch Lian Har, I've only been married 5 years. But at the end of the day, your wife sees that you're not committed for 1 second, or it goes the opposite too. You could have done you could have changed the toilet paper roll, taken the garbage out. You could have done a million things, but if you're not fully committed, it's garnished. It's nothing. Like for example, they say from Rabbi Zilberstein, I think Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein's wife, I think his first wife, he said that when she used to be able to tell the kids it's time to eat, she didn't say, okay guys, come to the table, it's time to eat. What did she say? It's time to wash until it's done. Time to wash your hands. And what did she say when it was time to put the kids to sleep? It's not time to go to sleep. It's time to say Kriya Shema. Because when someone's fully committed, every detail is solely focused on relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I remember Rav Yitzchak Cohen Shlita, he's a Rosh Hashiva and Yeshiva University. I had the tremendous pleasure of learning with him. My last year. And I remember him telling me, he's like, so I think we were maybe a year or two married. So he said to me, you know what I tell Chassanim? I tell Chassanim to tell their wives when they go into the Yichud room, Mazel Tov, I just want to let you know I was married already. This is a little, could scare off the collar a little bit. So he put a big smile and he said, I'm married to the Torah. That's what you have to tell your collar, married to the Torah. You have to make sure to throw that in very quickly. Next thing you know, the collar's running out the door. Right? Like, oh, this guy's married already? Okay, very good. All the best. I'll see you after the first dance, right? You have to make sure. But the Rav Yitzchak Cohen says, no, you have to make sure to be able to tell, even Shona Rishona. I just let you know I'm married. Shona Rishona, okay, if you want me to learn at home, but you just know that I'm also married to the Torah. So now, number one, fully committed. Number two, the Noam HaMelech writes, also on the Parsha, he says, look in the opening Pasuk, it says, Midbar Sinai Ba'ol Moed. Kadosh Baruch Hu talked to Moshe, in the Midbar Sinai Ba'ol Moed. So he says, Midbar Sinai is a code word for another. You know, Chazal tell us that Kadosh Baruch Hu went to all the mountains and he said, why should I give the Sefer Torah on you? And came to Sinai, and Sinai said, I'm the smallest one, why would you want to put it on me? So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Dafka of Yeranova, I'm gonna put it on you. Right? That's what the whole Kedushas Levi says, that the first Mishnah of Pekiyovah says, Moshe Kibo Torah mi Sinai. What does that mean, that he accepted the Torah from Har Sinai? No, he didn't. He got the Torah all Har Sinai. What does that mean, he got the Torah from Har Sinai? So the Kedushas Levi says is that he learned the Midah of Anava from Har Sinai. Mi Sinai means that he learned Anava, right? Moshe Anav Mikol Adam. Moshe was the most humble. So he says an amazing thing. He says when it comes to humility, we have to make sure that it doesn't lead to atzmas. It doesn't lead to sadness. Real humility leads to simcha. What's Olam Moed? Olam Moed is a code. Moed, what's a Moed? A Moed is a Yotif. It's a code for simcha. True Anava, true humility always leads to simcha. So I think especially in a marriage between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu, us and our wives, whatever it is, there's always that balance of relationship of Ava and Yira. Sometimes it's a very loving, everything's very loving, and sometimes there's Yira, but there's got to be a balance. Just to be able to connect a little bit to Yom Yerushalayim, Rav Moshe Wolfson writes in his sefer, Rav Moshe Wolfson used to be Mashgiach in Torah Vadas, amazing, amazing person. Still alive, Baruch Hashem. He's older, so he should feel good. So he writes in his on Yerushalayim. He says that Yerushalayim is the number one place of Ahava Yira. Right? We're talking about how marriage between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu and or us and our wives or us and anyone, a relationship has Ahava and Yira, right? Anava and also Ahava. So it says Yerushalayim is actually a code word for two words. Yerushalayim is a code word for Chazal tell us for Yorei Shalem. What does that mean? Yorei Shalem, like a full, complete Yira, but he also says Yira Shalom. Right, Shalom also comes from the word Shalom, and it says that in the Medrash says that Shalom is a code for Ahava. Yerushalayim is a place that you could be there on a Friday night, and you could be singing Lecha Dodi, and you could be going crazy, and you also have that feeling when you haven't been to the Kotel, and you're just like for a long time, and you're just in awe. Right, Yerushalayim is that ultimate place of that year, that Ahava. A real relationship, you have that balance of that of the love and of the fear. So moving on to idea number three, to be able to connect Matan Torah to weddings, to avodah and marriage. So we know famously the Gemara says in Shabbos on Pirkei Avos and Aleph that Kadosh Baruch said to the Jewish people, Matan Torah, if you accept the Torah, good. If you don't, Shom Tehei Kvurasim. This will be your burial, this will be where you're going to die. So everyone asks what's going on, Tosos asks, everyone asks, the Medrash says different answers. But at the end of the day, Rav Kluger writes, so Rav Kluger is a Bresov Mashpia and Beit Shemesh, amazing person. You get his stuff in English, Hebrew, he's an amazing person. Rav Judah Michel, we had earlier in the year, his Rebbe is Rav Kluger, that's how I found out about him. This is what he compares this to. He says, just imagine, the chassan comes to the kala and says to her, you know, at the end of the day, right? The chassan says to the kala, but they're under the chuppah, they're about to get married. The chassan says to the kala, I'm just going to let you know, if you don't marry me, I'm going to bury you right here, right? She's going to run away like the kala from the yichud room before, right? That's exactly what happened, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the kala. We're at the chuppah. And he says to us, by the way, If you run away from me, it's over. Like Klai Yisrael's all in. They said Naas of Anishma. Right? That's Tosos's question. They said Naas of Anishma. What's going on over here? So the Baal Tanya writes an amazing. The Baal Tanya was the first Lubavitch Rebbe. He says an amazing thing in his Sefer Lukuti Torah and Parshas Re'eh. He said, of course, it wasn't a threat. It was showing that the love between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling the Jewish people, if you don't accept the Torah, I can't live without you. Right? It's like a chassan saying to his kala, I'd rather die than to live without you. That as the Pasuk says in Shir Shir, in Perichas, Pasuk Vav, Ki Aza Kamavas Ahava, for love is as strong as death. Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying to the Jewish people, right? This is the ultimate revelation of the Jewish people's neshama. I can't live without you, Kadosh Baruch Hu says. And I know you're not going to be able to live without me too. Right? It wasn't a threat. It wasn't a death warrant. It wasn't like something terrible. It was a metzius. It was reality. If you leave me, if you leave the Torah, you're going to be depressed. I'm not going to be able to handle it. Right? We all know that feeling with anyone, with our friend, with our wives. At the end of the day, sometimes you feel you can't live without them, and that's exactly what the Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying. It's that romance. It's the inner desire to want to be together. And if they're not there, that's something that's very, very hard. Moving on to idea number four, the Gra. The Gra says, and I think about this. I try to think about the words, but sometimes when you're davening and you remember like it's Var Torah on the davening, I'm not sure how that works, but it happens to me all the time on Yom Tov. So he says, the Vilna Gaon writes in his Perush on the Siddur, he says, if you look at the words, Atabach Artano Mikol Amin, Ahavto Osono Beratzisabonu, right? It's in the beginning right after Atakadosh. So he says, those words actually a hint to all the Shalosh Regalim. Atabach Artano Mikol Amin, you chose us from all the nations. When did Kadosh Baruch Hu choose us? Pesach, right? He chose us. That was the engagement. Ahavto Osono, when did he show us his love? Shavuos, what's the ring? What and Beratzisabonu is Sukkos, when Kadosh Baruch Hu took us back after the Chait. But Ahava, what's the ring? The ring is Torah. Ahavto Osono. So every single time I think, I'm trying to think, focus on the words. I just remember this Gra. So I hope that I should have the focus on Tefillah instead of Torah. I have to look into that exactly. If you're supposed to think about different kavanas or just the pashut words. But it's so beautiful, right? When a chazan gives a kala the ring, that's the ultimate. It's to concretize. It makes the marriage, right? We know that Rav Desho says that the word ahava comes from the word hav, give, right? Real love comes from when someone gives to someone, right? Why is it that we love our children much more than our children love us? Because you put so much effort into them. You give your time, your years, your days, your months, your nights, right? So, you know, you give everything to them. What does a kid sometimes usually give back? You can't pay back. The relationship is not the same. But says the Gra, the ultimate show of love is Dafka Shavuos. And what's the ring? The ring is the Torah. The ring is the Torah. We have to be able to appreciate it. And moving on to idea number 5, and then we'll end up with a Maisa, and we'll recap, and then we'll end up with a Maisa. And the Siva Shalom writes famously, the Pasuk says, Ayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar. Right, they came to the Matan Torah together. So the Michalta writes famously, Ayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar, Peloshon Yachid. What is Ayichan? That means he encamped. To show you that they came to Ishachar, Belevacha. They were one people. Babavitch Rebbe, I remember I said this in my Ofrof 5, 6 years ago, and it says an amazing thing. Babavitch Rebbe, so Chusek and Elenu writes, and they put it together, some of his Torahs on marriage, and from the Zohar tells us that when someone's neshama comes into this world, your neshama gets broken up into two pieces. When does the neshama come back? Into one. The neshama comes back into one when you get married. Says the Babavitch Rebbe, when someone gets married, it's not just two neshamas coming together, it's one half neshama, it's another half neshama together. It's that achdus, it's the unification. It's the togetherness. It's making sure that you're on the same team. I remember one of my first chassan classes ever, and I always I was talking to one of our bayim, and he said, no matter what, you always side with your wife. It could be that sometimes that she's going to be wrong, but you always side with her no matter what. And I remember I made the rookie mistake and I sided with someone else in the family. It wasn't even over. It didn't even get started, right? It was mamish. I learned the hard way. But in the way, Baba Trevi says, it's got to be unification. So the same way we come together with your wife, says in the Siva Shalom, he has an amazing idea. He says that Avis Yisrael, the Tzadikim, right? The more a person loves other people, the more you'll come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you actually think about who is this person sitting in front of me right now, could be your wife, could be your friend, whatever it is, he has a piece of God, he's a Chelek HaLakam Mimal on him, he's the child. At the end of the day, if I love him, who is I also showing love to? That's showing love to Kodesh Baruch. So it's not only it's the togetherness between you and your wife, it's the unification, it's the commitment of being together with everyone, which is the ultimate commitment, which leads us to be committed to Kodesh Baruch. So let's just chazer these 5 things. We start from the Baal Torah, all that loyalty. The end of the day, why is it the end of Vayikra ends off with these are the mitzvahs, and then mitzvahs b'mimar sinai and pasuk alef. Kodesh Baruch, because the Baal Torah writes, Chazal, the Gemara says in Brachas, we didn't quote it, but the Gemara says in Brachas on Samach Gimel Amid Beis, that Torah is only fulfilled if you kill yourself over it, if you're fully in. Like Rebbetzin Zilberstein, she didn't say it was time to eat or time to go to bed, time to say Kriya Shema. It's time to wash your hands. It's fully committed. Moving on to idea number 2, it's got to be with the balance of humility and simcha. If humility leads to sadness, then it's not true humility. And we said that's really the same thing of Ava and Yer. Yerushalayim is the place of Yorei Shalom. It's a place of peace and fear. Shalom is a code word for ahava. A person's marriage has to have that dual balance. If there's too much yira, then there's no ava. It's got to have that dual balance. Moving on to idea number 3, we said, how could a Kodesh Baruch Hu say, this is going to be your death warrant? He said, no, Chas V'Shalom, it's not a death warrant if you don't keep the Torah. It's in reality. The Baal Tani is saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying to the Jewish people, if you leave me or if I leave you, I won't be able to live without you. It was showing how special we are in Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes, and how special he is in our eyes. Moving on to number 4, we said that the true love, ahavta osanu, and atab, right, in the parish on the Siddur, is when Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, right? Atabach atanu refers to Pesach, ahavta osanu refers to Shavuos, beratzisa banu refers to Sukkot. But when someone shows true love to someone, right, it says Rav Dessler, it's all about what you give to them. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, it's the ultimate gift, the ultimate present. And idea number 5, we can be together with each other. And the more we're together with each other, that'll lead us to be able to show love to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayichan Hashem Yisrael Neged Ahar. They say a story from the Divrei Chaim of Sanz. The Divrei Chaim of Sanz was like an Ilui, as Rav Weinberger put it. It was like the genius of the genius in Europe. And what happened was, is that everyone obviously wanted to be able to marry this boy. And finally, the parents figured something out, and the chasam was going to be set. The chasinim worked very quickly. So, maybe in Yavin. So, what happened was, they came, but it was the day of the chuppah, I'm assuming the Chassidim didn't see the Kali yet, so I guess it was really Chassidish back in the day. And they wanted to make sure that they see the Chassidim should see the Kala. And the Chassidim walked in. What happened was they forgot to tell the Kala the Chassidim had a limp. The Zevi Chaim's sons had a terrible limp. What happened was his mama started crying. The Kala's mother was crying. Like it was a pretty awful scene. And the Zevi Chaim was an Elu. You don't have to be an Einstein to realize why what's going on. And he asked if it's okay if he could just speak to his Kala. You know, if you want to just go to the door, you know, I just want to talk to her for a minute. So he said okay, but it was pretty bad. So he took her in front of a mirror, and he told her the following thing. He said, you know, at the end of the day, when our souls were created, Kadosh Baruch Hu said that you were supposed to be the one with the limp. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that your neshama, you were supposed to get the limp, but I begged the Kadosh Baruch Hu that I should be the one to get the limp. Now you don't want to marry me. I lived my entire life to be able to make sure that I would be able to get it. So obviously, she told her mother, whatever it is, it's back on. And at the end of the day, they got married. At the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu, bless us to always care for each other. And we're able to go above and beyond for each other. If we go above and beyond for each other, like the Lubavitch Rebbe said, it's not two neshamas, it's one neshama to half and a half. And if we come together, that's the ultimate way to be able to accept the Torah of Ezra Shem. So we should be zocha. So mazel tov on the chasna, and ksiva chasima tov on the Rosh Hashanah.